In November 1996, Paul Dean Jensen was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility of parole. That sentence was mandatory at the time, even though Jensen was only 14 when he committed premeditated murder. Now, almost 20 years later, he's getting a chance at someday walking free. Because of two U.S. Supreme Court decisions, Jensen's sentence is up for reconsideration at a hearing in Fort Pierre this week. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Victoria Wicks has this story.
Paul Dean Jensen's second chance comes about because of a 2012 U.S. Supreme Court decision that juvenile murderers have to be given the opportunity to make a case for a lesser sentence. And earlier this year, the court made that ruling retroactive. Stanley County State's Attorney Thomas P. Maher did not prosecute Jensen 20-some years ago, but he's representing the state at the sentencing hearing. Maher says the hearing is only about the sentence. Jensen's guilt was long ago established by a jury, and that decision stands.
In a way, we're being asked to go back in time since there was a verdict. That means that Paul Jensen did kidnap, rob, and murder Michael Hare. And now we're revisiting Jensen's sentencing. And the court will now decide whether to give Paul Jensen a life sentence or something less, such as a term of years.
Maher says Jensen will be the center of focus for a lot of people, but as a prosecutor, Maher's priority lies elsewhere.
My thoughts are really with Mike Hare, the person that was the victim, his family, his friends, with the cruel way that Mike's life was taken.
According to the Department of Corrections Offender Locator website, Jensen is now 34 years old. There is no date listed for initial parole. Soon a judge will decide whether that changes. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.